places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Friday, August 9th, 2024 edition. Joining us, as usual, back to normal, our history lesson here on Fridays from 10 to 11. Pastor Chatfield is joining us today. Excellent lesson plan topic for us. I've already mentioned it on the show. God's divine providence, according to Abraham Lincoln. When was this speech given?
Well, this is a bunch of different statements, speeches that he gave. If we have time, the last one would be the second inaugural address, March 4th, 1865, if I get that far.
Yes, you will. Absolutely. Okay. Let's do it.
Okay. Okay. He said this, Lincoln, during the Civil War, 1862. And these are all, this is Lincoln. Lincoln's just way smarter than I am. He said, "The will of God prevails. In great contests, each party claims to act in accordance with the will of God. Both may be, and one must be, wrong. God cannot be for and against the same thing at the same time. In the present civil war, it is quite possible that God's purpose is something different from the purpose of either party." So when we say the word providence, that means that that is God's superintending will being done over something, whether it is an election, a war. It is God's will be done. He is sovereign God. Okay. So, again, Lincoln says, "In this present civil war, it's quite possible that God's purpose is something different from the purpose of either party. And yet, human instrumentalities, working just as they do, are of the best adaptation to effect his purpose. God uses human beings to effect his will." Again, Lincoln says, "I am almost ready to say this is probably true, that God wills this contest." Now, by the way, by the end of the Civil War, he firmly believed it. He could start, Lincoln could, to see the purpose of the Civil War. And that was as a punishment upon the nation for the sin of slavery. God brought it. If we get there, we'll talk about that. "And wills that it shall not end yet. by his mere quiet power on the minds of the now contestants. He could have either saved or destroyed the union without a human contest. Yet the contest began. And having begun, he could give the final victory to either side any day. Yet the contest proceeds. And that's the way of things. Again, he said that in September of 1862 after the Union lost the second Battle of Bull Run, like they lost the first one, and things were not going well. He said this in 1862 to Eliza Gurney. That name may ring a bell to some of you. He said, Lincoln said, "If I had had my way, this war never would have commenced. If I had been allowed my way, the war would have been ended before this. But we find it still continues. And we must believe that he, God, permits it for some wise purpose of his own, mysterious and known to us. And though with our limited understandings, we may not be able to comprehend it, yet we cannot but believe that he who made the world still governs it." And that's a, if you believe in the providence of God, you say that there is a God in heaven, and we believe, and I'll stop right there. We'll take it up after the break.
Perfect spot. We're going to hold it right there. God's divine providence, statements by Abraham Lincoln. He's Pastor Chatfield. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield. He's giving us statements by Abraham Lincoln about God's divine providence. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, he said, we must believe in God's divine providence. Now, maybe there's a listener out there that says, well, I don't believe in God's divine providence. Lincoln did. I do. All the founders did in one, all, I mean, A-L-L, believed in God's providence. I didn't say they were all Christians and believed the Bible was the word of God like I do, but they all believe in the providence of God. Because to not believe in the providence of God is to believe in randomness, is to believe that the universe is a gigantic explosion, a big bang, and there's no order. It is just incredibly high a chance that we even exist. That is impossible to believe. And so you either believe in a God of creation and intelligence, or you believe in randomness. And to believe in randomness is just too fantastic to believe. So Lincoln says, yeah, we must believe that he permits it for some wise purpose of his own, mysterious and unknown to us. And though with our limited understanding we may not be able to comprehend it, yet we believe that he who made the world still governs it. So I'm thinking about after this election and things didn't go the way you wanted in certain things, ways, I get it. You still got to believe that God rules. Now, and I listened to your most of your hour here before, Randy, and it's true. Money, Ecclesiastes, the Bible says, money answereth all things. That's just the way it is.
Say that again.
Money answereth all things.
And what Bible verse in the book is it?
Ecclesiastes chapter, I'd have to look it up. I think it's 9. Money answers all things. But that's throughout the Bible. The Bible says in Proverbs that, and you kind of mentioned this about Rogers. He said that, he helped with, or a group he leads helps with President Trump's.
It was a pack.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, a pack. Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. I'll take that all at face value. I have no way to, affirm that, but I'll take that at face value. The Bible says in Proverbs that money makes a place for you. Money makes a place before kings. You have money, you get to go before kings. You have a lot of money. If you're like the actor there, George Clooney, you get to go and become buddies with former President Obama. That's the way it works. When they have these $1,000 a plate or $10,000 a plate dinners, how do you get to go to one of those? You got to have $10,000 just to sit down and get two words with the president or whatever, or some candidate. That's the way it's always been. There's no changing that. My advice is you got to play that game the way it's set up. That's the game. You got to raise money. You got to get money, and you've got to work so hard and be so organized, and then have providence and circumstances work in your favor. And sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. That is the way that is, and the whole Bible affirms that. That is the way that is. But take rest. I mean, God will straighten all things out in the end. A lot of the things you said, almost everything you said in the previous hour, I agree with. That's just the way it is. Okay, here's Abraham Lincoln, who said this. Not everything you said, but almost everything you said. I want a little caveat, but let me go back to Abraham Lincoln. I hold myself in my present position and with the authority vested in me as an instrument of providence. Lincoln was super intelligent, and he was a super politician. It's not a sin to be a good politician. He was a good politician. And even President Trump is now becoming a better politician. He's learning to maneuver a little bit. He's not talking about some things the way he used to. And by the way, let me talk to the pro-life people. There's nobody more pro-life than me that believes that life begins at conception, and it's up to law to protect unborn children's life. That's true. But the fact of the matter is, here's the fact. Most of the country is not with us now, and especially in our state. Our state is not with us. So President Trump has moderated, amended his position on life. Why? so he could win votes, so he could become the president, so that we could have freedom, so that we could make our arguments for life and have freedom. Because if we don't win the next presidential election, free speech itself is at stake. Then it will be deemed hate speech to say that human life begins at conception. Now, President Trump, if he wins, he's not going to take our freedoms. He's going to protect our freedoms. So I'm going to give him a pass to moderate his language a little so he can win the election, so we can at least argue, so we can at least promote things.
On that point, I was at the RNC convention in 2016 in Cleveland, Ohio. Dave Ajima was there, Barb Ajima, his wife. You know how staunch conservative Dave Ajima is when it comes to gay marriage.
Right.
Abortion.
Right.
It drove Dave Ajima nuts that Donald Trump kind of put a handout to the gay community at that convention. This was 2016. This was right after, remember, the Obergefell decision in 2015?
Right.
Dave Ajima went nuts. I can't believe this guy is catering to 2 to 3% of the population that have mental disorders that they believe they're a woman when they're a man. He went nuts. He went nuclear. And I said, Dave, the Obergefell decision gave us gay marriage in this country. Bill Schuette, to Vicky's face, the Friday after the Obergefell decision, was at a fundraising event at Ed O'Keefe's Chateau Grand Traverse Winery on Old Mission Peninsula. And Vicky questioned him directly. How dare you, as our attorney general, say that it's now the law of the land that the Supreme Court justices, unelected, made law with an opinion? You're the attorney general of the state of Michigan. You need to change our laws to match their decision. You didn't do that. The legislator didn't do that. The governor didn't sign it. You're going to come out and say, well, that's it. It's the law of the land. It's not the law of the land. Bill Schuette turned around and walked away from Vicky. Now, here's the point you're making, and I agree with you. Donald Trump realizes that being like I am and you are, abortion is murder. I have no exceptions for rape and incest. The child didn't do anything wrong. Why should the child die for the sins of the father? It's God's divine providence that that baby was conceived. That's a losing argument in today's society.
Right, it is.
And Donald Trump has got to amend his position on it. He was speaking at the pro-life rally in Washington, D.C., is the first sitting president of the United States to ever attend that rally. We know where his heart was then, but guess what? You want to get reelected? President 47 of the United States, you have got to change your positions on some of these things or you're going to lose the election to Kamala Harris. Are you kidding me? I mean, isn't that the harsh reality of the situation?
It is. That is it. It reminds me of Rick Snyder when he's running for governor. He said, I'm pro-life. That's as far as he'd go. I'm pro-life. That was his position. I get it. Boy, Rick Snyder looks like an arch conservative compared to what we have now.
Right.
And so that's, I mean, that's politics. That is the way that is. I mean, you got to be wise with your words.
But see, here's where conservatives are coming from. If we don't conserve our foundation, our heritage, our founding fathers' belief system, we are slowly, drip by drip by drip, losing our rights. We are losing all of our rights. We are giving up all of our values and all of our principles, drip by drip by drip. How do we stop it?
Okay, here's how. First, we elect Donald Trump, 47th president of the United States. Free speech, we'll still have free speech. Then we take our free speech, we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We try to educate people on pro-life positions and marriage and so on, and we speak. If we lose this election, then our very then we have no – it's like disarming us, not our physical weapons, but our ability to even speak.
Whoa. Stop, sir. You didn't see the executive order that Kamala Harris is already floating? Okay, if she's elected president of the United States within her first 100 days, she is going to ban ownership of firearms by private citizens in the United States of America by executive order.
Right. So, but I was speaking about free speech, but that too. So you got to win the election. President Trump will not do that. Then it's up to us to win people to Christ, preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, that Christ died for us, was buried, rose again from the dead, pass out gospel tracts, win people to Christ, build our churches, continue to educate about life and marriage. And we got it. We have to do that. It's like we're in a spiritual battle, but a political battle here. You got to adjust a little bit here, and we got to raise money.
So you're saying raising the money, voting for these candidates that most of us did not support in the primary is something we have to do because we must protect the number one most important right, the First Amendment, freedom to assemble, freedom of speech.
Yes. Yes. And every Republican elected, whether you voted for him or not in the last primary, they're all light years better than any Democrat. There's no comparison. It'll be very easy for me to vote this November. Boom, I'm just pushing the Republican. I'm straight party. You guys can do what you want.
Well, and color in the ovals so that your ballot can't be adjudicated. Just so you know, don't push just the Republican Party straight ticket and walk out. Mark each individual Republican oval because that prevents your ballot from going to adjudication and perhaps changing your vote. It's a technical thing with the machines. It can be done. I know it can be done. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a fact. Color in the ovals with a blue ink pen. Do not use the Sharpie.
But don't use black either. Use blue.
No, use blue ink with a ballpoint pen.
Okay. All right. So, back to Lincoln. All these things are a part of the plan of God. They're a part of the plan of God. Again, he said, but I'm conscious every moment that I am, Lincoln said, even though I'm a president, I am all I have is subject to the control of a higher power, and that power can use me or not use me in any manner and at any time as his wisdom and might may be pleasing to him. He says in another, later in 1862, he said, "The ways of God are mysterious and profound beyond all comprehension." He quotes scripture, "Who by searching can find him out?" God's got a plan somehow. Now, again, if I don't believe God has a plan, then I'm believing in randomness. And then what? Then I believe in nothing. God only knows the issue of this business. He has destroyed nations from the map of history for their sins. Nevertheless, my hopes prevailed generally above my fears for our republic. The times are dark. The spirits of ruin are abroad in all their power, and the mercy of God alone can save us. He said that in December of 1862, after the Union lost at Fredericksburg. Lincoln said, if I'm in a place worse than hell, if there's a place worse than hell, I'm in it. I mean, it was terrible. But he went ahead, and on January 1st, 1863, the Emancipation Proclamation took effect. It raised the reasons for fighting the war to free the slaves. We'll come back after the break.
He's Pastor Chatfield. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. We're your defending fathers. Second half hour of this discussion. Bottom of the hour news. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, federal prosecutor